Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Zone. I am your host, La Perla Negra, and I am joined by my beautiful, sexy, sultry-voiced diva, Ms. VIP. Hey, diva, how you doing tonight?
Well, diva, what an introduction. Thank you. I am wonderful. Wow. All right,
young
now.
Girl. Ooh, honey, I know most of y'all that know me getting ready to say she always, but guess what? I'm in a mood.
All along.
Yes, I'm always in a mood, but I'm in a different mood every time I'm in a mood. See, that's what y'all don't get. And tonight I'm in a different kind of mood. Yeah, I've been stimulated. So I'm in a mood. I'm gonna leave y'all to guess what kind of stimulation. I just know that I've been stimulated. Now you could get a thousand reasons out of that one thing. So, what's going on with you? What's good with you tonight, Diva?
Hey, look, I'm happy. I'm just happy. And it's over. Hey, look, I relinquish that computer tomorrow. It's over. I'm so happy.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
I'm about to grab this. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Look, I wish I was in the mood that you're in, but maybe with our callers tonight, I might get this.
You might get this. Damn, you got to say it like that? Did y'all hear that?
Well, you know.
Yeah, you got to talk to them like that. You know, see, this is why people love to call in and hear you. Just for that alone.
Diva.
I wish I could say it like
Diva.
This.
It's been a minute. You understand? Do you understand?
Oh, yes. You know I understand. You know I understand.
Yes. Yeah. So the thing is, our topic for tonight is something that I cannot wait to hear. So maybe
too.
I can be as stimulated as you, and let's see what they got to say.
Girl, you don't want to be this stimulated. This is like a motorboat going on down here. She's like, it's that high sensitivity, you know. Let me put my eye drops in, and why don't you give them the station identification?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links, the For Real Entertainment Network. We are on, and we are thanking author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, for this platform. Without him, there is no us. So, darling, we thank you.
I know that's right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you are, for real, listening to Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment, and the dialing number is 319-527-6300, and you know what we want y'all to do tonight? We want you to press one and have some fun.
Yeah.
So what you think about
that? Y'all heard my sexy diva? Yes.
So, diva, why don't you tell us what the topic is for tonight?
The topic, ladies and gentlemen, is... How do you feel about phone sex? Are you comfortable with having phone sex with someone? Would you do it with a complete and total stranger? I have a list of questions I'd like to ask my callers. Yes, before they even get into their piece, because I want to know, I want a little bit of detail, because I have detail. See, with me, matter of fact, I'm going to give you some of that detail right now. Okay. Is that all right with you, Diva?
All right, Nina.
All right. Well,
quite all right with me.
with me, phone sex, I have done it for profit, and I've also done it for personal pleasure. Okay, and it's
wow.
a different vibe. It's a total different vibe. Total different
mm-hmm.
vibe. It's two different animals. When you're doing it for profit, you are using your creative side to please the customer.
After the show.
Oh yes, we will. We will. When you're doing it, when you're doing it for personal pleasure, it just comes naturally. You don't have, you don't think about it. You're completely relaxed because you're with the one that you want to be with, the one you care for, the one you want to talk to. You know what I mean? The one you have a desire to say those things to, even though you're on the phone. You want to sit back and you want to lay back and relax and, you know. You know, anyhow, I'm not going to get too much into that, but that's the difference. And yes, I've done them both. And yes, I enjoy both of them because that's what I do. What about you, Diva?
All right, man. Now, coming in personally, I never liked phone sex, but according to a certain someone, I haven't been with the right one.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was told to me how to go about it. And when I thought, when I really thought about it for real, I was like, damn, that's it. As soon as I get some brown liquor in me and some...
Not you, Diva. Did y'all, yo, Epiphany, did y'all hear that? Y'all hear what she said, right? She drank that brown, so she do drink. Oh, okay.
I really don't, but I may need some liquid courage to say what I need.
You be sipping on that, you be sipping on the yak. You sipping on the jack, sipping on the yak. What you sipping on? I love Captain Morgan Spice Rum. That is my all-time favorite liquor. Yep. It could be the black or the brown. I love Captain Morgan. That is my shit. That's the island girl in me. You feel me, child? But,
there you go.
But how about, I wanted to ask you, Diva, one question. Because I got my raw links. You got yours?
Absolutely.
Hey, I got mine on right now. Yes, indeed. So, what are we going to do? I'm about ready to open up these mics. You ready? You think they ready for us?
I sure am ready. And I hope they're ready for your questions, my girl.
Well, I'm about to give it to them right now because we're going to open up
this
first mic to every code. 614, welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Ooh.
Area code 614, are you muted?
I'm here.
Okay. You're here.
Hi,
okay.
this is Kelly Connor.
Kelly Connor! Oh,
welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey, thank you.
Hey.
Thank you.
Welcome. Awesome.
Happy year.
Oh, man. All that good stuff. Yes. Wow. That was up. I'm so happy that you called in and showed some love because I'm about to hit you with these questions. Man.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yes. I want to know. How do you feel about phone sex?
Well, I'm a little awkward and shy when it comes to phone sex, so it's not really something that I do. It's just, you know, just because of that shyness and awkwardness. So I typically write everything down. That's why I write poetry. Like, I don't do spoken word or anything like that. So I'm better... on paper. So
okay.
I guess I could have a script.
You sound like me,
but that would make it, that would make it very authentic.
Right.
So,
right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all good. That's all good. Would you give it a try though?
I would certainly give it a try with the with the right person, you know. The right person,
right.
Someone that made me feel comfortable, someone I was really attracted
exactly.
to. I would definitely try it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to have the right vibe with the person that you're doing it with, especially if you're not used to it and you're not comfortable with it. Definitely, it makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say it'll come natural if you're with somebody, if you're doing it with somebody that you really, really want to be with, and they give you, you got that special bond with them. They make you feel comfortable,
mm-hmm.
you know. You just lay back and make it do what it does.
Enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
Right, let myself go.
That's right.
Sure.
That's right. Absolutely. And before you know it, child, please, you'd be enjoying that conversation. You'd be like,
I know, I've been doing it all the time.
I'll try to tell you.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Yes.
Like,
yes.
She calling me again? Like, yes, again.
Yeah. Oh, no, you'd be like, oh, let me get ready.
Right.
There you go. Well, I can't really pose the other questions to you since you really are not. What I want to know is, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
I do have a piece that I wrote for it, and it's not titled, so I guess I'll just get right into it.
Well,
okay.
The mic is yours.
All right.
The mic is yours.
All right. I'm calling you on my sexy phone. Are you alone? I want you hard at the sound of my ringtone. Oh, you're not? Well, put that shit on speaker. Let everyone hear what I got. Don't answer with hello. I want to hear you moan, knowing I'm on the other end because you know we about to go in. Baby, I've been thinking about you all day. Stroking your manhood to my phone play. I'm already wet and feeling all the softness that you love to rough up. Got you wanting to hang up and rush over. But love, we got another time for that. I want to keep you on the line and explain each and every spot I touch on my body, keep you hot. The sound of my voice got your pre-cum making the choice to spit a little. Tell me how much you want me so I can feel that sizzle between my thighs until I gush. And no worries, I got overflow. So whisper to me deep how much you love my sweet and low. Put your fingers to your lips and imagine my taste. I think about you busting all over my face, all over the place. Picture my love all over your face and drink it up. Tell me where your hands are now. Tell me how we can't stop now. In unison, we make a sexy mess. This is only a test of our patience. Let's not waste it. I'm looking at your pic beside my bed, those sexy eyes and soft, bald head. Roll over and let me lick down your back until I reach my favorite snack. You know how I love that. Slap that ass, cause you been a bad boy. Work your body like you my toy. I wind you up until the music plays. The line clicked off. I guess you're on your way. In peace.
Well, damn.
Yeah.
Wait. Hold on. Did I need a drink before you started? You know, what did you say? Hold on now. What did you say? Face bust all over the place. Is that what you say?
Yeah.
That's most.
I'm
definitely.
Like women now.
That, yeah.
Women.
Yeah. That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
And I neglected to ask, did I need a drink before you started? I messed up. Even if it was
that
ice water, I should have drank something. Dang.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, man. Thank you for coming in. Don't be a stranger, man. It's always open mic here for you. Always.
Any night of the week, too, on Epiphany.
All right. Will do.
All right. I'll catch you over in the love lounge. Girl, I know.
I gotta find somebody to call.
Well, find somebody to call, because we want that fire, girl. Yes.
After the show, though.
There you go.
All right.
Wow.
All right. All down.
All right. One love, one.
Take care.
One love, one mind.
All right. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Damn.
Girl, that was hot. I was stuck on that all over my face. I could use a facial. I could.
Help me, Lord.
I could.
Nope, don't
I
do
could.
It.
Yeah.
Don't do it,
Dale. Good for your skin. But that's another topic. It is good for your skin. I need it still. Girl, I need that too. Mm-hmm. But what are we going to do? We're going to open up this next mic. Show the verbal mind dance. Or shall I say?
Shall we
call him? Shall we call him? The Punani Whisper.
Lord.
Oh. How you doing, Joe?
Hey, Joe. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the Love
Zone. Joe, you there?
How you doing?
Are you muted, Joe?
I was muted. Sorry about that, lady. Good evening. Good evening.
It's all right.
VIP. How you doing?
Hey. Oh, we're wonderful. How are you?
No, fantastic. It's a beautiful day today. Beautiful day.
It really is a beautiful day. Every day we open up our eyes and take that first breath, it's a beautiful, beautiful day.
Amen to that.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So how you doing tonight, though?
Mm-hmm. Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. We just had me some oxtail earlier, so I'm good.
Oh, you teasing. Okay. Now you teasing. Now I'm hating. Hey. You know how much I love me some oxtail? Some green peppers and some onion and that thickness around it. Are you kidding me? Stop
playing with her emotions.
Guess what? As soon as my bill's clear, I'm going to Jamaica D's and I'm going to get me some damn oxtails now. Shoot. Going right to Jamaica
Lord
D's.
Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we're going to go together, Diva, because you're going to take me up there and I'm going to get you a platter. We're going to Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. Get me some oxtail.
I can't. We cannot talk about food right now. I'm not even in that mood.
I'm not in that mood either.
There's something I want to know from. Yes, Joe. Are you comfortable with phone sex? How do you feel about that?
I'm quite comfortable with it. I think it's a beautiful thing. I mean, sometimes distance plays a factor in a lot of relationships. So sometimes that's your only option.
Okay.
Well, you know what? Let us be the judge of that. We'll talk to you after the show. Well, I'm just joking.
Almost made me choke on my popcorn, girl.
Anyway.
Wait, I want to know. Does it make a difference? Do you necessarily have to have a connection with the person that you are having phone sex with, or can you just do it with anyone?
It has to be some sort of a connection. With me, anyway, it has to be some sort of connection. I mean, you got to at least know you, but, I did have occasion to have a wrong number that turned into that sort of thing, but that's a whole other story.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. What fun that caller must have had. Wow. That kind of made my mouth juicy.
I can imagine.
But anyway. Well, I thought it was all but a boo. I know I don't pull no punches when I'm feeling, when La Perla Negra is in the mood, he pulls no punches. It is what it is. Anyway. I want to know, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
Well, I did bring something I wrote a while back. It's dealing with this subject matter, for sure.
All right.
It's called,
Do I need a drink?
You might
Lord,
be
I might need a drink.
You better get your butt up and go get something.
Yeah, I got
while
my
she's
ice
doing
water.
It, when she's doing it, Joe, the mic is yours.
Okay, it's called a dial in, so here we go. It was meant to be a hello, just to see how you were doing. We talked in a daze, knowing what we generally wanted. The conversation sustained for a moment. I tried to hone in into what turned you on. I evaded any reference to sex in a complex way, dropping hints to get you to say something along those lines. With the ice broken, we had spoken figuratively, leaving openings where we could both feel free of the pressure of being first. We struck a chord. We both were bored with the same thing, the same swing. I heard that submissive tone. On the phone, it was clear. I took the lead. I was blatant, bold. "Will you do as you are told?" I asked her. Then right on cue, she said, "Yes, master." I had her attention. Now I needed her divided. I provided her with commands like, "Take your hands and caress your breasts." My quest was reluctantly fulfilled, and I asked her, "How does that feel?" Her sigh was my reply. Then I told her to listen to my voice. "Hear only me. Your hands are mine. Now firmly this time, squeeze your nipple. I want to hear you moan." I heard her and I urged her to part her legs. She said, "Yes, I'm lifting my dress. I'm so wet." With a bold, "Don't touch it just yet. Just rest. See me watching you. Visualize my presence. Open your mind and unwind. Pull your nipples harder. 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 Now stop. Can you feel my hand still there?" Heavy panting let me know it's time now to let's go deeper into your mind. Free yourself of all control. Give yourself to me completely. Sweetly I spoke, gaining my hold on her hidden desires. I held the fire to what was extinguished. "Caress your nipples until it works for you. Rub your clit slowly, then boldly press on it. Let my fingers rest on it. Tell me what you want." I taunted her to the edge of orgasm. I taunted her to the edge of orgasm. Body spasm. She couldn't have them until I said so. I let her know I was stroking too. Moaning through the speaker phone, my bone on throne standing tall. Commands coming faster and faster. Fingers rimming up to the brim in her. 1, 2, 3, 4, almost sifting her. I'm hearing a scream about the cream. She's gasping. She's asking me, can she come? I wasn't done. She begged and I denied her. She begged and I denied her her pleasure. She cried, "Please, I can't hold the pressure." Hold it. Hold it. Now release like you never. The sounds that are heat with only our voices tethered. Call complete. It's my piece.
Ooh, ooh. I got fucked on you. What the hell? I couldn't pick my phone up right. I'm trying to hear you.
Okay.
Joe, you nasty.
I like that, girl.
I like that. Where did you tell her to put her hand at?
Say that again.
Where did you tell her to put her hand at?
Lord.
Oh, put her hand on the clip. Clint, let it rest there for a minute.
Oh, God.
Bold impression.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now you answered the question I want to know. Diva, what you think?
All I can say is have mercy.
Girl.
Now you going to put him right in the love lounge because I can't handle it no more. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so
I
much.
I could, but it
was,
I would take up
that,
the whole
no.
show. So I'm going
to
come over here. Yeah, we appreciate you too. One love, one mic.
We'll be the judge
one
of
love,
that.
One love,
one
mic.
One love, one mic.
Ooh, Sam.
Ooh, Sam. Oh.
Long,
Sam, you see who
long,
we got up next? The voice of this man, wait, the voice of this man, Mike, that I'm getting ready to open is so powerful, it's so strong. It's like, it makes your pain work their way down off of you, it's so deep.
Well, dang. Oh, my Lord Jesus. What?
That was Mr. Metaphoria, a.k.a. David Mike. How you doing, Dave?
Hey,
now, if you'd have opened anybody else's mic, I'd have been so mad.
Mm.
I was sitting there thinking, this just might be me.
I ain't going to do you dirty. What's going on? This voice of yours,
what?
I don't know. Did I ever tell you about your voice, babe? I think I have.
It don't sound worse. I hate the sound.
You know what?
You sound sexy.
You
got
voice
that,
makes your panties crawl down. It's a problem.
Yeah, Dave got that voice that command. You can feel his hand grabbing you on the back of your neck, like, come here, I want to talk to you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. He looked you right in your eyes and say some old sexy shit to you.
Okay.
Like, and then
just
slowly release his hand and slide it down your middle of your back and, like, grab your hand a little bit in there. Like, all right.
But
and
then,
walk away.
But then magically your panties creep down. Is that it? Magically they creep
fly
down?
Off. Oh, when he do that, they just fly off. They don't creep shit. They fly off. Do that. He grabs
all
like,
yeah, okay.
Panties are non-existent.
Right now, oh, John Robinson is somewhere saying, "I hate Dave. I hate Dave." Again.
You know it.
I guarantee.
I ain't talking shit. I'm serious.
Yep.
But anywho,
that's a daggone shame. Lord. He probably is. That's all right.
I'm in heat. Y'all don't get it. Yeah, I'm talking all kinds of shit. I'm in heat. Shit, I got to tell y'all why I'm acting the way I'm acting. I'm in heat. So all the shit I've been keeping to me, this ain't something new. It's just that I never spoke one.
That's true.
But I ain't gonna get any deep into that, Dave. I want to know how you feel about false back.
I'm totally fine with it if Miss VIP drinks some of that brown liquor and we all call each other.
Wait, did you say a three-way? Did you say call me a three-way? We'll see.
Let's make it count. Ain't no sense in fucking around.
Listen. You call me on a three-way and we call her, I'll make she's going to do some things. I have her doing some good things.
Oh, my man.
I have
a little courage,
Dave. I got you. You know I know. When you know, you know. You forget, we were the signs. We clicked.
Yeah,
and Lord, I'm the vine,
that,
and I'm the fire. Lord.
She the fire.
And I'm the
fire. We just going to have her simmering a little bit.
And I'm a Scorpio, so I'm just nasty.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
What about the nasty anyway?
you see
how many fish are in the sea? They do a lot of fun.
Here you go. Until the second question that you asked, it has to be a connection. Like, hey, I got to know them. It couldn't just be a complete stranger. I mean, it could be pulled off, but it wouldn't be nowhere near as enjoyable as somebody you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right. That's true.
It's like one night stand type of shit. that I had a poetry read like that before. She called me and had me read erotic poetry to her, and then once she got off, she just hung up the phone with me. I felt so cheap. Like, you know, she didn't even cuddle afterwards. She just used me and threw me away.
That's kind of messed up.
Yeah,
you know, it was fucked up. But it's all right. I wouldn't do that to you, Dave. Okay? I wouldn't do that to you. If I called you to help me get my shit off, I wouldn't do that to you. We could talk later.
Hold me tight.
I'll call you. I got you. And you can lay your head on my breast, my big old boot breast.
That's what I'm talking about, the left one. Right there.
The left one. And you know what's crazy? Because the left one is the sorest one. For real. I don't know. What is it about this left boot? It's special.
These dollars get the wine in and shit. You know, these fucking poets are sensitive and shit.
He's taking up all the time.
Why are you talking so long? You know how that shit goes.
You my friend. All right, Dave. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
It's titled Sex on the Phone. If I bring your phone at 3 in the morning, I want to hear you moaning. Sex with you without being next to you. Experiencing the best of you without seeing the rest of you. Though we're miles apart, we can still get on. Let's have sex on the phone. Who am I to make such a request? Well, let me tell you so you won't have to guess. I'm the voice that makes your panties tend to slide as your knees divide. Though you fight the feeling, you can't help but touch your best-kept secret. The tongue of telekinesis, I speak it, for you feel me. As the moonlight shines through your blinds, kissing the beauty of your nudity, you can't help but grind your hips as you bite your lip as if you were being pleasured by the real me. Don't you drop that phone. Proceed to touch yourself as you listen to the vibrations of this baritone, please. I'm not here to tease you, and even though I'm not there, you feel me everywhere. Who am I? I'm the phantom lick that caresses the delicacy that's an inch below the door of life. I'm the phantom flush you feel filling you. I'm the multiple shock waves thrilling you as you stroke your clitoris as if it were an orgasmic piano, and I know every note to your song of satisfaction. Don't you drop that phone. Come for me as if you came to life to come for me. Close your eyes and hear me deep inside, for I'm the message that brings tears of joy to your eyes. Who am I? I'm the Yanni Whisperer. And travel through your mind, body, and soul are the echoes of I love you. My lips reside upon your fingertips, and I bless every inch of you that's been in need. Now you can rest yourself. Breathe. Breathe deep. Now sleep. Worry not of the stress of pregnancy, because you were never next to me. My phantom touch just tends to linger around. Who am I? I'm the voice that provides you with the greatest encounter you've ever found. Through the absence of presence, but the presence of sound. The secrets of this night will be kept between you and I alone. I bet you never imagined I could satisfy your every want and need having sex through audible tone. It's the power of the baritone. Now, you can drop that phone. In peace.
Damn. The power of the baritone. Did you hear that shit?
Wait a minute.
Lord have mercy.
First of all, it was like, don't you drop that phone. I'm like, I almost dropped the phone. I was like, wait, I almost dropped the phone. And then he said it again, don't drop that phone. And then now it's like, drop that phone. I'm like, ow. Oh, Lord.
I laid back and put my head back and arched my back. That is so pretty.
Oh, well,
Dad. Yes, Lord.
I'm not going to. There are certain two body parts that are known.
That's why I arched my damn back. You know what body part I'm talking about.
I'm
going to
leave it alone. Lordy, lordy, lordy. Ooh, my neck hurts, people. That's all right.
Dave is a panty dropper too. He don't even realize this shit.
Man, take it. thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dave. We really appreciate you.
I just wanted to come through and activate some collarbones.
You done
activated some shit on me too. Okay.
Oh, well, damn. All righty then. Send him to the Love Lounge. One love, one
mic. I am. One love, one mic.
Yeah, let me say one thing before I go. If y'all give me about 2 seconds. Any of you ladies listening that has never had phone sex before and you want to practice so you can get good at it, you could call me about intimate services. You know, I want you to be prepared for when you do it the real time with the right one. So I'm going to volunteer my services to partake in it with you so you can practice.
Oh,
yeah, I'm just trying to think of
all.
That's all.
Mm-hmm. There you go. All right. Well, now we'll
have one
night.
One
night. Damn, almost forgot where I was. I got ready to say, okay, talk to you later.
Instead of one
oh, that voice, he don't realize that voice, it makes your panties just be like, we don't belong here. Ooh, Diva. Before we go open up this next mic, you want to do a station identification break real quick?
You know what?
Because it's on the clock.
Yeah, okay. I think so because I just hit the clock wrong.
Okay.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
Baby, ooh, baby. I love that. Baby. Hey. Let's open up this next microphone. Oh, this is my girl right here. We about to get wet for real. My girl,
hold
Rain.
On.
Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing, Diva?
Hey. I just got my lip gloss out. Look. Want to put my lip gloss on?
Yes, I love it. I always put my lip gloss on before my show starts, always. Because this is that lip gloss kind of.
It made me feel some kind of way, you know?
Yeah. Girl, did you hear Dave? Did you hear
I'm feeling Dave? Some kind of way because he left out people that have had phone sex. He just said people that had never had phone sex. So he's only offering up his
Dave?
Services for.
No,
for people that
I don't think that he minds. I think he's accepting all customers.
All
requests.
He don't mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, I wrote about a baritone moan, and one of my poems got something about a baritone moan.
Yes, you did.
There is something about a baritone moan.
Bigger.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about, baby. Oh, well, Diva, you want to ask her the question?
Did my Diva call drop?
No, I got you. No, I'm right here. Rain, what we want to know is, are you comfortable with phone sex and how you feel about that?
So here's the thing. For me, it's you know this. When you ask me a question, y'all know, y'all already know. I don't have it just a straight answer for you. You already know this. For me, it's not a comfort thing. I've had plenty of phone sex in my life. You know, I've been having my first online relationship where I initiated online. Was Black Planet.
Mm-hmm.
So listen. And so pretty much anybody I've met online has been in a different area. I think I'm in a different space in my life right now where phone sex doesn't do it for me like it used to.
Right. Okay.
So,
right.
You know, with us being poets, like you can do more for me by making me the subject of your poem.
Girl,
and reciting it for
muse.
Me, then probably any type of, now, there are times, you know, I might listen, I might record something, send it to you, but the whole, I don't know, for me, I just get on the fucking plane. That's just where I'm at. But like, we grown now. Like, listen, we can just make. And I think that in between time is just anticipation for when that happens. Anyway, as another layer.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. And don't play with it. Don't play with it. Trust me. If I want to date, if I really want to go get the date, I'm going to get on the first thing smoking. I would try.
Yeah,
if I want to be on my grown woman shit, hell yes.
Yeah. There was a time where someone told me I should be like you, Danielle. I should be girl six. They said, you know, you can make some money. And yeah, I was like, no, I'm not built for that life. But,
girl, please, all you got to do is
no,
talk.
I don't. You got that voice. I don't have that voice.
Yes, you do.
I had that voice that put people to sleep.
That's
By the time you get to your ending, going rain. I'm like, damn, somebody.
So listen, now that VIP is officially free from the shackles, she's looking for, you know, after, you know, give her a little time to enjoy her time off. But, you know, she's going to be wanting something to fulfill her time. She's going to be wanting to make some money. So she got the voice for it, Danielle. Go and hook her up.
I know, right? I know a few tricks. I got a few tricks on my blue hat.
Oh, see that?
Rain. I know how to pull a rabbit out the hat. Girl, you want to tell us what you got going on over there on your side of the universe?
I don't really have anything going on. I'm just I'm not doing any shows right now because I have company coming and I'm getting my business set up. So right now I'm kind of like on pause. So not a whole lot going on right now. Hopefully be back up. My first show when I come back will be another classics and covers round two. And then I'll know where I'm going from there. But that'll be a nice way to ease back in. And I did not write a piece on the topic because I'm in a whole nother space today. So I had to. I wrote this piece in like 35 minutes, and y'all know I don't write fast. It needs a lot of tweaking, but I was able to at least get out what I was feeling.
That's all right. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you. Have you ever tried to articulate the color of chemistry? See, in the intensity of it, at its height, it feels like bright pastels, subtly arousing. But at its core, it dances across your skin, wraps itself around you with the warmth of deep autumn earth tones. It soothes you and ignites you all at the same time. And when it's unexpected, it courses through you in hues of crimson, unapologetic, on a rampage to solidify that its presence is unequivocally felt. Some say it can be serendipitous. It is. Well, this is. And honestly, I never quite knew how to define alchemy until now. This exchange of mental stimulation, penetration, a human vortex vibrating high, becoming the construct of the connection between two unexpected souls, erecting questions of how and why now, where time, distance, and circumstance are all variables playing their part in a complex equation where we are forced to calculate what the square root of me plus him to the third power divided by miles multiplied by our will to find a solution. Like if he and I left our respective locations, traveled at the same speed, would we arrive on time, in time, to find the perfect exponential growth formula to exist as we were intended to? They say that where there's a will, there's a way. But for now, I'll simply enjoy witnessing the image that these beautiful, vibrant hues of our connection create. That's right.
See what I mean?
Yo, You see it. This is alchemy.
And you
girl,
just wrote that 35. Come on, stop. Stop.
I know, right?
What?
I don't know what I'm trying to tell you right now. I don't believe you just wrote that. I don't. You've known it forever. You read it like you did forever. Okay.
The talent is real. I'm telling you.
Hold on. Play on
Lord.
Words. The play on words, Jeff. You know, we're all stimulated. Okay.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that we're all stimulated by the same word that somebody else is stimulated by. So when you hit me with the alchemy part,
Yeah,
that took me somewhere.
Absolutely.
Because that's a word that I use to refer to myself. I'm a spiritual alchemist.
Mm-hmm.
I love that word alchemy.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about the word alchemy. I love it. I love it. Girl, when you put it out there, I was like, yes, that is my word. I love alchemy. I do. That piece was spectacular. All right, Miss 35. You straight up.
Wait.
I say, all right, Miss 35 minutes, if you say so. That's right.
I know. And I was chatting with Joe in between.
Oh, see, multitasking. That's called multitasking. That means you're good in customer service. You got good customer service skills.
Oh, damn.
I got all kinds of skills. I got all kinds of multitasking skills.
And you know so much.
That is right.
Listen,
you got to be able to multitask.
Yes, girl. Yes. I'm trying to tell you. You got to be woman. You got to be mom. You got to be nurse. You got to be teacher. You got to be counselor. You got to be all that.
Those
girl,
weren't the skills I was talking about. But yes, you got
to
be able to.
I know that ain't the skills you were talking about. I'm trying to be good.
No, you're not.
No.
You came in here talking about
good,
you in the mood. You walked in here talking about you in the mood, and I see your back. You ain't
girl,
you trying to be
look,
good.
Yeah.
I'm over here. I'm tipping my head back
clean.
And arch my back. No.
Okay.
It's clean, trust me. I'm just putting the visual out there, but I could say, you know, I'm not gonna go too deep into it because it'll turn into a porno show. It won't be the love zone. It'll be the porn zone.
Heaven happens.
Well, you might, you know, people do like porn, so you might have more followers at that point. So.
Amen.
Nah. We're good.
The same you put on there, girl 6 and girl 6.5, they all coming.
Oh, honey, this going to be
6.12.
I'm trying to tell you because I'm going to turn it up.
Main.
Yeah, she does.
Maybe you should be sharing that tonight.
Called girl 6.
You could read that tonight, Diva. That
would
be
perfect. Are you sitting that tonight?
That's phone sex.
I hadn't planned on spitting that one tonight. I was trying to do a 35-minute piece like you.
Okay.
Okay.
I was actually, when I was writing this, it was like it was going to be shorter, and I was going to say, Danielle's going to be so proud of me. I wrote a short piece. It didn't turn out being as short as I thought it was going to be, but it's still just on one page.
That's all right. That's all right. Whatever you bring is
and
all
wait
right.
Wait a minute.
So.
That's rain.
And that's rain, right?
Yes.
Nobody can say it like her, though. And that's rain. It's that, you know, you have it's something underneath
like
of
I'm
your
sexy,
voice.
I'm
that,
a sexy
that,
in this
ooh.
Piece, damn it.
Girl. But I'm going to put you
that's
over in the love lounge.
Yeah, kicking
you. You could go over there and talk to David Ma. He's over there, probably starting some shit.
I'm gonna go talk to him,
and you stop
fronting like you're trying to be good. And y'all ladies have
a
good night.
I am good. I'm always good. All right, girl. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
My girl Ray.
Oh man,
Diva. You know what, Diva? No, Diva. We got another caller coming in here, and I don't recognize this area code, but we're going to open up this microphone anyway. The area code 410. Welcome to the Love Zone.
Yeah.
We have on the mic.
No, you did not forget my number. This is
Rick. Look, I don't remember. Listen. I forget everybody's number because I rely on technology so I can just program the name in. I don't pay attention to no numbers. If your name ain't programmed,
but
in there.
Oh, my God, but it's Lisa Lip. So you know what?
I know
I'm
who
so
it
glad
is
I got
now.
I got my ice water. You know what?
I know.
I'm so glad I got my ice water because I needed. I knew
no.
I was going to need some ice water before the night was over because I knew she was going to come on in.
Well,
yeah,
I might have
just
to pour some water
some brown
over
liquor
me.
A while ago.
I might
Uh-oh.
Have. Ooh, child. I might have to pour some water over me. I do have on like a bathing suit, so. I can pour some water on myself to cool me off if it gets too hot up in here.
I ain't even gonna ask why you sit up in here in a bathing suit. I don't even want to know why.
Why not? I put this on after I got out of the shower, and it's just comfortable like that. That's all.
Oh, okay.
I ain't got to, you know, comfy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
oh,
good.
Lord.
And it's a good thing I got it on because I do feel like after you do your piece, I'm going to need to pour some water on myself because it's going to get steamy up in here. I know
yeah,
it's about to get hot up in here. So, Diva, whose turn is it to ask the question?
It's yours, Diva, darling.
It's my turn. Well, Miss Lips, mm-hmm. I love it when people call you Miss Lips. I really do. I love to hear them say that. Miss Lips. How do you feel about phone sex?
I used to be really bored by it. It just never turned me on. But then I met
mm-hmm.
this guy about 4 years ago. And
okay.
He's an entertainer as well. And he sings. So he would like spend all day preparing for us to be able to have phone sex when he got off. So he would, like, send me voice messages with him singing, with me, putting my name in love songs and all that kind of stuff. And he would call and set up scenarios and stuff. He called me one day, and he was like, what are you doing right now? I said, nothing. I was watching soaps or something. It's something mundane. He said, I wish you was at my house
mm-hmm.
right now because I'm afraid to get off. I said, why?
Oh,
he said, because I would tell you go in there and get them towels that's in the dryer and turn that dryer on and then go take you a shower and come out and wrap yourself in that hot towel and get up on the table so I can have my dinner when I get there.
Yeah.
So he was unbelievably creative. So we used to have, if anybody was outside of either of our houses, they would have swore we were having sex because we was all in, like we were...
Women, noises and everything, huh?
Yes. Yeah, we used to, and he got so he would call on video phone. One morning I was sleeping,
okay.
didn't hear him text me. He texted me on Messenger, then he texted me on my phone. Then he called me. I was like, for real, you was that desperate? He's like, girl, nobody else is going to work this morning. I needed you.
See, you know what? That's the, you know what? Like having it like that is like role playing too. Ooh,
yeah.
Lord.
Especially with somebody else with a creative mind. You know?
Yes, Lord. Yes, role playing.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
That is my. I love to get into character. Oh,
yeah.
Gracious me. It's just something special about it. But what we going to do, because we got caught, you know what, Lord, I'm getting caught up in these conversations with y'all, and I'm holding up the other callers. And I want to know, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
So this piece has been buzzing around in my head for the last few days, so today I sat down and wrote it. It's a short piece, and it's called Why.
The mic is yours.
Fuck. Why'd you kiss me right there? You don't even know that's my spot. And fuck you for being so damn sexy, making me want you when I know damn well you ain't mine and ain't never gonna be. But every fucking time you come around, I go weak. And I start hearing Jill Scott in my head. Why must my body know what my mind said? And I try to keep it intact, but fuck. Who can think when you keep doing shit like that? So come here. Let me taste you. Fuck. And that's that peace.
Oh, Lord.
You have to excuse me. I'm choking.
You okay, sis?
She gagging. Let me stop. Okay.
I killed her.
I know. Popcorn.
I know. Popcorn. So why'd you kill her?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't want to kill you.
It's all right. Oh, my goodness gracious. You all
right.
Lord have mercy. All right, Diva, you going to have to, I got to get something to drink. You want to eat this right now.
That is quite all right. Oof, girl, look, let me tell you something. That was H-O-T. Scorching. But you know what? See, remind me of someone who said that same expletive and almost like to knock all of us out. So I'm like, my Lord. So anyway, thank you so much. Lord have mercy. Ooh. Honey.
To me, I've only written maybe two pieces that actually use that word. One was a duet piece that I did with a friend of mine from Barbados, and he had written it originally and then got stuck. He wrote like four stanzas. He's like, I don't know what to do with this. So he sent it to me. And after I read it, I felt like I could continue it. And the piece ended up being called I Want to Fuck a Poet.
Oh.
I'm trying to get him to get a Google number so I can make it come on with me and we could do it for you. Because he's got Mr. Metaphoria's baritone with a Barbadian accent.
Lord,
oh my goodness.
Lord, help me.
Well, we're going to put you in the love lounge. Lisa, thank you so much for that piece. That was hot. One love,
thank
one mic, darling.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Okay.
Let's take a little break, shall we?
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Yes. And you are on the love zone, the area code, Lord. the dial-in number. You have up until 10:59 to get in here, and then the Blog Talk Lady will cut you off. For those of you that are streaming online, the phone number is 319-527-6300, and press that 1 so we can hear you. I see a lot of you called in, and you're listening, but you didn't raise your hand yet. Put them hands up so we can talk about this phone section.
Lord have mercy.
We're going to let this next caller in.
All right.
We're going to open up this next microphone to area code 506. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, Lady A.
Hello. It's a very This has been great.
Awesome. Glad you're enjoying the show. What you been up to over there in Canada?
Well, I've been beaching it mostly. It's been great. I'm sitting in my bathing suit too because I've been there all afternoon. So, yeah.
All right. There you go.
Man, what a life. I'd love to live on the beach. I would love
so
to.
Nice.
Every day I can listen to the water all day and I can go to sleep
come
to the sound of the water. Girl.
Yeah.
I would love to live out there. I'm trying to tell you, it's just a whole different world over there.
It is.
You know?
It is.
Oh, man. Peace of mind. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, my diva has a question to ask you.
Yes.
Yes, I do, Lady A. So, what do you think about phone sex? Are you comfortable with it?
Yes, I am.
Oh, look at looking at.
Did you hear how she said that? Look, she took the politeness off of it and put the sexy on there. Like,
especially if you've got a long distance relationship, I think it's great. I think it's very hot and horny, and I like it.
Yes. You know what? And I agree with that because it's a form of bonding when you're in a long distance relationship and you have to, I've been there, done that, and I would go back to a long distance
It can be very intimate too, even though you're so far apart. It can be a very beautiful release of inhibitions, and that you just let it go. It's great. Yes, indeed.
Especially if this is with somebody that, you know what, it ain't about me. It's just about you and your phone, sir.
I have to say, his poem was great, but I loved his comments afterwards about the woman that used him. Felt so cheap, and then when she was saying, come here, you could rest your head, and he said, just hug me tight. I think the lips. She had a beautiful. What is her name?
Oh.
The girl.
Lisa Lips.
It's not. What is it?
Lisa Lips.
Yeah, she had a gorgeous poem. I loved it.
Oh yes, honey. Oh, Nancy.
Yeah, everybody's good tonight.
Yes, y'all are. Man. So,
Lady A, we are ready for you.
Pardon me? I wrote a poem, and it's called Telephone Wires. And it's kind of bad, but it's pretty good. So here we go.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Miles of separation, pondering his adoration arouses sexual imaginations. Distance does not impair desire that comes to bear alone with my fingertips, not enough to satisfy my lusting lips. Crazed, I dial his number. I say, baby, I need your member. Blistering breath blazes through lines. My ear braises. Sultry sirens, sizzles, speaking sensual sonatas and symphonies. Sing a song of tantalizing tongue traversing phallus to find the peak. Pearls erupt, tasting sweet. Tongue, lips, mouth, slick. Suckles dick. Melting wires with my desires, he breathes heavy with my fire. Baby, 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 I want to hear you come. Moan for me, hun. Deep within his throat, animal groans he emits. Imagine, darling, your warm cream. I rub it on Venus and scream. Let me visualize you squirm. He tells me how his fingers burn. He fits them into my sweet and wet. His tongue licks a swollen clit. Hands envelop aching breasts, pinches, pulls. I don't contest. I push him off. Now watch me until I am engorged. He speaks my name. Telephone wires burn up with love and poem.
That was beautiful. That was sexy. Man, that was a hot piece that you brought. I'm noticing a little, it's a different kind of flavor you adding on lately.
Yep.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't miss a beat. I don't retain it well, but I don't miss it when it comes. I like that. Lady A. Girl, thank you for calling in. We're going to put you over in the love lounge.
And right away.
Mr. Metaphoria and Rain. And
you know what's really great, though, about getting older as a mature woman, as we are, is that, you know, the inhibitions do fall away and that you can really enjoy that part of yourself. That's what I find.
Oh, yeah.
I have found that. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Because, honey, I ain't got no inhibitions left now. This stage of the game, it's just on and popping. Just don't play with it. It's you know what I'm saying? So, we're going to put you over there to love now, girl. Thank you for calling. Yeah. My love one night.
Mm-hmm.
Love
one
night.
Wow.
All right,
Diva. We got quite a few callers in here, so we're going to get them up in here.
Yes, we do.
Let's open up this next microphone to area code 513. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Peace and blessings, Mr. Romeo DiNati.
Hi, welcome to the Love Zone. How are you doing? Good Lord, we got another one of them voices, Diva. Lord have mercy on my soul. I'm trying to tell you this is getting harder and harder.
I've been listening to Mr. DiNati for a while.
Ooh, child.
So I'm used to
hear that.
Yeah, well.
Go ahead, Diva.
Lord,
it's your turn.
It's my turn. All right. Well, I'd like to ask you a question. How do you feel about phone sex? Are you comfortable with it?
I'm comfortable with it, but it's not really something I really indulge in doing. I've been asked in my lifetime, and I've obliged, but it's not really something that I think I'm more with action. Now, I do like knowing our the woman that's assertive and what she desires and what she wants or needs. So I do like, you know, hearing those thoughts are desired. But as far as the phone sex, like I said, I've had a blast before, but I don't think it's something that I would just want to wake up and do every day.
Right. Okay. I can dig that. I can definitely dig that. But you know, you can find out a lot about a woman's body through having phone sex with her too. But
really?
Do it. Yeah, you can. Oh, yes, you can. If you are talking with a woman that is comfortable in her sexuality, she's going to tell you where she wants you to see. I'm the type of woman, when I have phone sex, I like to tell him where and, you know, how. Touch it like this, or touch it, you know, and you can learn
a
lot.
You can explore from a distance.
Exactly. So he can, you know, and then he can reciprocate it. He can give it back to me the next conversation that we have. Like, I know we like to be touched, you know. So, it's all how you it depends on
I
like that.
Wonderful show though as well.
Thank you. I didn't expect these many people to call in here. So with that, I'm going to ask you.
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to get through because I tried to call on my regular phone and it was a charge. Says like a minute. It's going to travel about a minute. So.
Yeah, they do.
I had to get my emergency phone and call it.
I hear that. That's the
right.
Smart thing to do.
Okay. Yeah, well, I want your
ready.
Support.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Well,
and I appreciate that.
I really wasn't going to do a piece. I was supporting tonight. But I can do a
poll. Please, no. Ain't no okay. Don't
well,
deny us.
I can take a, but you know what? I could take, but you know what, Diva? I could take a quote from Mr. Denon. Yes, I could.
Thank you.
So what's your quote?
My quote is, if it was my job to please you, then your dad would be my cubicle.
Lord.
All righty then. See?
Lord, have mercy. That's good for me. That's good for me. I need
there
a cigarette and I don't even smoke.
See? There you go. All right, Romeo. Thank you so much for coming in and showing love.
Yes. Indeed.
One love, one night.
One love, one night.
All right. Oh, Diva.
Good.
Diva.
Yes, I already know.
Yes. Let's open up this next mic to area code 929.
Oof. No. You're skipping, baby. You're skipping. This is one of our favorite New York joints. You're skipping over.
Well, I think after Miss Lips. Do you see the after Miss? Did we do after Miss Lips?
No, we did Lady A, and next is New York.
There's an area code after Miss Lips.
Oh, you know what? I'm in the wrong sector. I'm sorry. You're coming up left.
It's okay.
A minute. I'm sorry, I was on the wrong part. I don't know what happened. That's my family. We're going to open up that light. I'm sorry, 929. I'm so sorry.
Right.
Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic? Area code 929. Are you muted?
Hello, this is the Drive-By Poultice.
Oh,
well, hello.
How you doing? Goodness gracious.
I'm melting.
You're melting.
I know, right?
I'm happy. That's a good thing. That's a good thing, though.
I'm melting. I've been on the show long enough. Oh, Lord. It's tissue time.
Okay. Mm-mm. Okay. It's tissue time. Uh-oh. Well, Diva, I think you have a question. I think my Diva has a question to ask you.
I most certainly do. Are you comfortable with phone sex, lady?
I most certainly am. I've got paid for it, and I do it on a regular basis, every chance I get.
All right, ma'am. All right, ma'am. That's what I'm loving.
My name is Denise, but they call me De Nasty because I'm a Dutch gal.
Oh, you're a Dutch gal.
I'm a Dutch gal.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
I'm a Dutch gal.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well,
love it.
What did you bring for us to listen to tonight, Dick?
Well, after all this heat that was put on me, I had to get you out a piece that cooled me off. So I'm going to go with my piece called Wet.
Ooh. All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. Rising my smooth caramel-colored thighs to get into the arena, I could feel the moisture, the steam, the wetness about to engulf me, to cover me, causing me to stand still and breathe in deep. Imagine myself standing there until the fog lifted. The sound of the water splashing, dripping, waxing, polishing my inner regions as I stood by trying to take in the splendor of the many pulsating rays of water coming down on me. Oh, what a relief it is. It's like music in my ears as the water splashed in different directions, covering me, make me want to help it explore each passage, open every door. This is my favorite part of my session, when I'm getting wet. The hot water falling forcefully on the crown of my head, the water knows where to hit me, caress me with such tenderness, separating each hair as the water licks my scalp, massaging me until I scream out loud. Tilt my head, lifting my chin to display my shoulders ready for that moment the spray of wetness covers them as I move from side to side, not ready for drops to fall behind, nor touch my thighs. Staying in position like a good cook in the kitchen, I waited until my shoulders were done, feeling the hot stimulation from the wetness that now wanted to tickle my breast, wanted to have some fun. I took my hands to feel the wetness between my armpits, stroking the inner flesh with my fingertips, causing my lips to quiver as I came too close to the pouring wetness, brushing my nipple tips, bringing them to erection. I had no choice but to turn around, displaying my beautiful, firm, tight bottom. Oh, is that the sound? Oh, it is so round. I love the touch of it. With the water, I'm so wet. The hot steam of wetness touched my sensitive back with such force that it almost caused a convulsion. The wave of pleasure hit me from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, releasing a sound I can't repeat. As I bent down to massage my cinnamon sticks, the water playfully touched me from behind, going into the private parts with a force of unrecognizable as if somebody attempted to enter me. My precious feet, I couldn't neglect them. The water was already massaging them well. I took my hands and began to give them the comfort they needed, separating the toes, stroking in between them. Heaven only knows the pleasure that it gave me. I imagined a hot, wet mouth, lips covering them, bringing me to pure ecstasy. Now it's time to repeat the process. Let me see which body scrub I will use tonight as the hot wetness repeats its process. I could take a shower all night long as I enjoy the hot, hot wetness covering my body, always ready to please me. That's that peace.
I'm sorry, I was muted. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Wow.
You want to end, and you want to end it with a hot shower? That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yes. Always something hot when you come up in here.
Oh,
I love
yes.
it. But my
thank
God,
you so much.
Poet, thank you for calling
all right.
in. We're going to put you over
yes.
in the
thank
love
you.
Lounge with everybody else.
Oh,
go over there.
Mm-hmm. All right. It was a,
right.
it was a privilege.
Honey,
yes,
I always
love
open my ear for you. One love, one mind.
Thank you. Yes. All right.
Girl. You ready for him?
I'm ready.
I'm ready. All right. Welcome to the Love Zone, Sir Lawrence. How are you doing?
Doing really well, La Pearl, La Negra, and Ms. VIP.
Yes. Awesome.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Once again, you know, you guys with these topics of discussion.
I'm glad you like
well,
it. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we always know you got something going on, so
always.
We know.
Okay. And when
you know,
know
this.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you know, because right. everybody knows just whether or not you want to talk about it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So,
Diva, is it mine? Yeah.
No, it's yours.
It's my turn, Sir Lawrence.
Yes.
I want to know tonight.
Yes.
How do you feel about phone sex? Are you comfortable with it? Do you need to have a connection with that person?
I've been on both sides. I've had phone sex with someone I know, and I've had phone sex with a total stranger. It was so interesting because she initiated with the call and then jumped right into the frying pan. But
wow.
And I just played along because, you know, there was nothing else going on. But anyway, I think
mm-hmm.
that there's levels of phone sex. And,
okay.
And I think that when you're in a conversation with someone that you're expressing your feelings for, and then the temperature goes up because, or you don't realize the temperature's going up because you're refusing to hang up the phone. When in actuality, you know that's why you don't want to hang up the phone, because the temperature's going up. Okay.
Absolutely.
So now, right. So then you got to, then you gauge it from there. I mean, in terms of, because people, when they hear phone sex, they immediately go to, you went all the way from A to Z. But that's not necessarily always the case, even though, you know, if
right.
you go to A to Z, it's a pretty good ride. But everybody can't take you on that ride. And then they're burying with the uncomfortableness and also the, I don't know that I can do that, but the right person and the right, when the stars line up with the moon, basically,
mm-hmm.
you'll have phone sex. This is it.
Oh, yeah. You got that right, honey.
Good,
you
good,
got that
money,
right.
Yeah.
I like the way you put that. I definitely like
yes,
that.
Lord. So now I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it, so long.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. Because I'm ready.
Yeah.
Damn, all that.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm
like,
ready, too.
Touch a duck. Yeah.
I'm ready, too.
Well, this,
whenever
this
you ready.
Little different, but, yeah, this was a little different, but it's okay.
Well, the mic is yours.
It dawned on me one day after listening to you say, calm down. Only to realize you were talking to her. That hearing many of you that go on about what he didn't do really don't have a clue. Because before he came, you did not know her name. referring to her as she, girl, and Miss Bang. Fact is, she can make your whole body twitch. When she speaks through you, it's with a throaty pitch. I can float the words that make your legs cross, and she starts to grin. Switching and rocking, trying to stifle her laughter. She be giving you reasons to work her muscles on command, squeezing and pulling an inch at a time. You can grab that little man until he chokes, push him all the way out of the boat. But when it's time to cue the mic, we can go uptown, midtown, or even pound town if we must. Finding the rhythm, you then say, she's talking to you now, as if to translate. We start handing out sensation cards, naming each reaction that we caused, igniting the little skirmishes all along the way, then timing a brief pause so we all can feel that tidal wave. Now that they're coming in rapid succession, how about we tip the hat every time we pull back? Delivering mental pictures from behind each door as we continue to explore her recesses. Before this is all over, in case you still don't know, you really should find out her name. Because without the P, all you really have is Wussy. Sir Lawrence.
Without the P, all you have is Wussy. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. It's true. It's true.
It's true. Mm-hmm. It's true.
That is.
Wow. I love that piece. I love that piece.
Thank you too.
So much for that. Oh, wow. Man.
Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Quite welcome.
We're going to put him in the love lounge right now.
Yes, we are. We are. One love, one mic.
One love,
one
mic.
Diva.
Yeah.
I'm about to say
Wait. Let me take my locks down for this next caller.
Oh, Lord.
I got to let my hair down. Baby, uh-oh. I'm just trying to let my hair down. Yes, this is one of our favorite New York songs right here. I'm going to open up the microphone.
New York
Jay Rob, Jay Rob, the wife, son. Welcome to the Love Zone. How are you doing tonight?
Ladies, what's happening? How's everybody? And good evening.
Oh, good. How are you?
It's all good. Yes.
She took her hair down for you.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
Then I'm going to take my wave cap off for you.
Oh, baby.
Look at now.
Oh, Lord.
Woo. Diva, you want to ask?
Is it my turn?
It is your turn. You get the privilege, honey. This is a privilege to ask.
What did I walk into?
Oh, my.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, J. Rob, the wife's son, how do you feel about phone sex? Are you comfortable with it?
Oh, hell yeah. Let me tell you something. Phone sex is the hottest shit you can ever do with somebody that you're attracted to. Because if you can turn a woman on vocally, get into her mind, get her to touch herself in places, you get to learn exactly what turns her on. If you can get her to orgasm from that same experience while the both of you are getting each other off, and all bets are off. And you can take that same energy from whatever it is that the two of you talked about to make each other have an explosive orgasm, and you can do that in person, relive that same thing in person from all the nastiness that you talked about, that takes your relationship and it takes the sexual experience between two people up 20 notches.
at least 20 notches.
It's one thing, because it's one thing to be able to turn somebody on. Because you can say a whole lot of things, whether you're giving commands or whether you're taking commands or whether the both of you are just like, this is what I want to do to you, and you're just turning each other on. And if you can do that, and then when y'all see each other, y'all take it from there, and then you start, from a guy's point, you start whispering in her ear, and you're like, all that shit I told you, I'm actually trying to do. All that shit we just finished talking about, I have every intention on putting my mouth here. All that shit we talked about, I have every intention on touching you there like this. I want you to watch just I talked about, whatever it may happen to be. Because everyone's kinks and turn-ons are not the same, but when two people are in sync sexually, we can have all the phone sex in the world.
That's so true.
Because I'm going to bring it to you the exact same way I spoke to you. The objective at the end of the day is for both of us to have an orgasm. And during COVID, orgasms are hard to come by during COVID. I mean, if you're blessed to be in a relationship with somebody, God bless you. But if you're not,
that's not true.
But you have someone that does turn you on, and she turns you on, and you turn her on in the same light, then ain't nothing wrong with the two of you playing those games to get to that point of ecstasy. Because, you know, when the two of you get to see one another, it's going to turn to something really special and something different. It's just whack if you talk all that shit and you can't back it up. But I'm a different breed of dude. So, yeah, I'm down. For anything that turns her on, I'm down. As long as it don't include any inanimate objects, any animals, or any other dudes. But anything to turn her on, I'm with it.
Oh, God. All right, I'm trying to get myself together because truer words have never been spoken.
That is true.
That was so hot. When you know, it's just something about hearing the raw truth about a subject matter that is such a turn on. I was trying to keep quiet, but he was just hitting them spots. I was like,
right.
So right, because I'm visiting, and I can see this.
Tomorrow is not promised to none of us, and
I
want someone besides my mother to cry at my funeral.
Come on now. We're not going to talk like that.
No.
I get it.
I think intimately, because someone's going to be like, Miss Mary, I know why you're crying, but girl, if you knew why I was crying. I know you're going to miss your son, but baby, I'm going to miss your son.
Oh, you horrible.
Let me take you to dinner.
Hey, wait a minute. I thank you so much for birthing him when you did. I love
him. Real. She's like, girl, let me take you to dinner and tell you something about your son.
Oh, Lord. Tell your mama.
No. Nobody's going to tell my mother the X-rated version of her son. My mother pretty much has a vivid idea. She's caught me enough times.
What?
Her son likes women. And, you know, I'm young and virile. And I got problems. But it is what it is.
I do have a question.
It has come to my attention that David Mott was bringing my name up in conversation. Was there something wrong?
I think you need to take that up with him. I think you need to talk to him. I think he wants to have a conversation
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all.
Why me? I don't call nobody. Why me?
It's very rare he gets that kind of attention.
David
Mott. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The kind he got from us tonight.
David Mott got
a lot of attention.
God.
Of a God.
Okay.
Exactly. That's
dig this. Quick story
before
I do my piece.
He does.
quick story. Me, the incomparable Van Meadows, and my brother David Mott. We're on the Get Down Thursday nights at 9 o'clock on 50 Radio Universe. But we're on the show. We introduce. She says, "Hello, Van Meadows." Hello, David Mott. Hi, J Rob. So what the fuck? Okay. And then the lady says, "David Mott's on the dance floor. I'm gonna go over there and throw my panties at him."
Oh my!
I said, "You could have threw your panties at me." She said, "You don't sound like David Mott." I said, "I will be quiet."
Well,
I love it. That's when light skin privileges was born.
Yeah. Oh wow!
It was that day.
Before you get into your piece, why don't you tell us what you got going on over there in Pitney Universe?
Thursday night, y'all, everybody within the sound of my voice, please tune in, call, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend's friend. Your favorite poet is going to be on the Get Down on Thursday night, tomorrow night, 9 p.m., featuring, as I said earlier, the incomparable one, the Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, the humble servant to the poetry gods, J-Rod the Wise Son. The topic is actually about stretching your pen. And what does it take for you to stretch it? What does it take for you to stretch your pen? I can't wait to hear what y'all come up with.
Man,
and for those of you who don't know
wait.
What I mean by stretch your pen, we would like for you to write in a different format, a different style, using different verbals than you're accustomed to. That's what makes poetry beautiful, that you can take it somewhere different and go, wow, I never did that before. And it comes out incredible because the poetry god said, this is what we want your pen and ink to do. Tomorrow night on the Get Down.
I can't wait. You know the Get Down is my fix. I can't wait. A whole week is too long. It's too long.
That's what
I'm patient, though. You know, because I know it's coming. Now,
Say
Rob, the wise son. I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. I know you did. And we want to know.
I think I got something on my dig. At least I hope. You know, and I can get some dark skin privileges on this one. So hopefully. This piece is entitled Phone Sex.
The mic is yours.
She called me up late one night out of the clear blue, out of a sound sleep. She said, "Hey, baby, what you doing? I got a surprise for you. You know what's up, baby? What you doing? I need you to wake up." Not really reprimanding, but yet oh so demanding, she wanted me to hear what she was doing. She said that she's a little bit tipsy after a night of sippy-sippy, and judging by the way that she was talking, she didn't have to admit that she talked about how I licked her clit, but I could tell by her heavy breathing that she was touching it, rubbing it in circles and sliding one finger then two inside of her warmth. So she began to really tell me dirty stories of North. ways of back when her breathing got heavier with moaning memories, telling me things that she loves doing while still on her knees, giving me a bird's eye view by ear of how dirty she would really like to be with me, and later on what she looks like because of the things that she wanted to do to me. And then she let out a very soft moan, and I heard her bed squeak and buck, and she said she loved touching her nana but wanted to fuck. But since I was on the phone and in my place and too far away that day, she said that she wanted me to listen to her, and she reached for a toy and started to play that very day. But then this night she continued to have the nerve to touch herself in places that I could only listen to, because you know, on those places on her body I wanted to munch on too. And then the more I listened, the more I got excited too. Listening to her turn herself on had me biting my bottom lip, and at the moment of what she could possibly be doing on the other end of that phone, waking me up in the middle of the night, listen to her scream loudly with heavy breathing climaxes in ways that she wouldn't do in person, because the fantasy of what she wanted to do made it much more intense as she murmured even louder during the reign of a crescendo consistent with heavy breathing. And she said, "God damn, baby, thank you." And then she said she loved the telecommunication orgasms that I give her. But since she was alone, the next thing I knew, there was nothing left except dead silence on the other end of the phone. Because all she left me with besides these dirty thoughts and a stiff dick was an old-fashioned dial tone. But what can I say? That's my baby. And I love when she comes for me that way. And that's that piece.
Oh, shit. God, Lord, oh, God, help me.
Oh, God, that made it even worse.
Oh,
Jesus.
I need a shower.
I'll just put my fat pillow between my legs because I need some coolness right now. Lord, help me.
I just drank the last of my ice water. Lord have mercy. Save out the one I've done.
Okay.
Yes, all right, ma'am.
All right.
Thank you so much for those little mini O's you just gave us.
I did nothing.
Oh, but you did, honey. You did. You did. You did. You tapped into that spot a couple times. And the way you finished it, that's your baby. Oh. Yeah, I'm about to. I already got a bathing suit on, but I'm about to take this door off.
Come on, stop. Stop. Stop.
She did say she took her hair down. Took her hair down, baby.
Because I knew something good was coming, but I didn't know it was going to get. Oh, hello?
No. I did nothing wrong. Yeah. I ain't do nothing.
I mean, hitting the keypad on the phone, I don't know what to do with myself right now. I really don't. There was no reason for me to pick up my phone just now. None whatsoever. And I'm just, I'm a little out of sorts right now.
Well, we're going to put our New York John, one of our favorite New York Johns, in the love lounge,
right?
Right,
I was supposed
now
to be picking up my tablet, not my phone.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. I'm very blessed
thank
that
you
y'all gave me an opportunity to share this story with you.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Thank you. And
we are blessed that you blessed us with it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. That piece was so fucking hot. Okay, we're going to put you over.
Okay.
Wow. I'm on my way. On my way.
One love and one mic,
y'all.
Mary and Joseph. Huh? And came
God
in here and just rearranged the furniture on us. Lord have mercy.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 11:03. So if you are streaming online, the Blog Talk Radio is about to cut y'all off. So y'all better call on that number 319-527-6300. And y'all better press 1 because I'm going to tell you, this show is going to be scorching at the end. So you better come on and get in it. Right,
yes,
Diva?
Yes. Yes, indeed. Come on in here. All right.
Who's the next
open
call,
up this next microphone. We got area code 919. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Yeah. Welcome.
Yeah. I have Granville on the microphone.
Hello. Hello, Granville. How are you tonight?
Oh, I am fine. I am fine. Listen to all of y'all. Romantic and sexy stuff.
Yeah, you got
it's
it right.
It's entertaining.
Well, thank you.
Talking about 4 and 6.
Well, yes, my diva has a question for you.
Yes. How do you feel about phone sex? Are you comfortable with it? Do you? Is it a must that you have a connection with the person that you're having it with?
Well, I'm comfortable with it. I'm very comfortable with it because I consider myself the verbal assassin. So when it comes to words, I'm deadly. And I'm talking about connection.
Mm-hmm.
We all have one connection. We are sexual beings.
Yeah.
And we can all relate to being fucked, wanting to be fucked.
Naturally.
But yeah, I had a question myself. I had a question myself because doing phone sex, I always find out, always, with me, I was always the auditor. I was always the one speaking, you know, and I've never had nobody spoke to me. I can say that for certain. And don't get me wrong, you know, I'm a good talker. I just had a question in there. So what you all
so
think?
You're the giver.
I am the talker. And you know what? It's a beautiful connection between male and female, because women are so susceptible to words. It's unbelievable.
Okay. Well,
you're absolutely right.
Well, now, yeah, and I'm waiting to hear what you got, what you had brought us tonight. I'm sure
you,
something sexy.
You know what? Well, I had planned to give you all something different, but
okay.
since you're talking about words and susceptibility, I'm going to give you this poem. It is called The Whole Less Traveled.
The mic is yours.
Okay. I whisper into her ears poetically. And she succumbs. To my surprise, she succumbs and urges me, not I continue. She whimpers as I lay it on thick, for I am the word master. And now understanding the power of words. My hands are like the tentacles of an octopus. They are everywhere. Too much for the public's eyes to the bedroom then. The lip locks, tongue wrestling, soft, passionate, moist. My hands grabs both ass cheeks. She does not wear a thong. I love songs. So I create one bearing the edges of her panties up her ass. She moans as my middle finger gently caresses her anus. It is already moist. So many holes to engage. I must go even slower. It is going to be a long night. I kiss my way past her chin, her neck, and climb up onto the first pillows of man. Where mankind first fed. Breast. I love breast. A woman's breast. Size does not matter to me. I relish them at length, probably for too long, for she has been tugging at my penis for a while now. My middle finger is a few centimeters further up her anus as I lay her down gently with my left hand. I kneel, my cock in her face. She consumed me, her mouth wet, warm. My cock slips and slides with but only one place to hide. She engulfs me and balls up into a fetal position. My thumb finger further probes her vagina. It is a monsoon. It is time for me to spear her, put her face down and ass up. For that's the way we like to fuck. There is just one dilemma. Two holes before me. Which one should I take first? The hole well traveled or the hole less traveled? The vagina first, I say, and save the ass for last. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay. Save the ass for last.
Thank you so much.
Woo, that piece was hot. Very, very descriptive as well.
Yeah.
I see that. Thanks. You are the talker. Yeah. I see that.
Uh-huh.
I am.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know. I am. And
thank
it's
you so much.
Thank you. It's a divine thing that talking to woman could emit such emotions. Let me tell you something.
Yes.
God,
mm-hmm.
God bless us with woman, and we can't thank him enough. We don't know how blessed we are.
I got you.
I hear that.
Thank
now.
You so much, Granville. Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank
love,
you're welcome.
Life.
You're welcome. One love, man,
one
mic.
One bite.
Bless it.
Oh, man. Oh, Diva, we're going to open up this next mic. We go from a Granville to a...
Well, Diva,
yay.
We are in the 11th. We are past the 11 o'clock hour.
Yes, we are. So
mm-hmm.
those of you that didn't call in and press that one, well, you done missed out. Let's open up this next mic. We got
Jay
on the mic. Hi,
what's going on up in here? I just tuned in a couple of minutes. I've been hearing a lot of catastrophe going on around here. Oh, Granville is a player from way back, you know. Granville ain't going to hold him up, bro. Granville getting it in where he's fitting.
What you call a player from the Himalayas? Okay.
Oh, from the layers. The land of the true layers.
Ooh, and that accent was killing it too.
Congratulations, Granville, on that piece there right there. I tell you what, what's going on up in here besides everything that's going on up in here?
Diva, it's on you, honey.
Yeah.
Oh, you trying to get rid of this one, ain't you, VIP?
We just got a lot of callers, and man, we got to get to them.
That's your girl you're supposed to take up for.
Well, it's the truth. It's the truth.
All
it's
right.
The way the cookie crumbles sometimes.
Let's get it.
Now, the question, Lord, y'all got me discombobulated. The question of the evening is, how do you feel about phone sex? Are you comfortable with it?
It's like foreplay for couples that have been together for a while. A lot of people think, well, foreplay start when you start nibbling and kissing and all the rest of that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But foreplay might actually start when you take the garbage out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
When two people start sharing each other intellectually, that right there can be arousing for some people. You know, if people really mean that sapiosexual thing, then it's almost like with the poetry. You kind of crass and vulgar if you go straight at the words. But to go ahead and stimulate from another different direction and another angle, that right there might be something that person never experienced before, and especially if they can reciprocate.
Mm. Absolutely. I agree.
Yep.
I agree. Yeah. Foreplay, it's all day. All day, every day.
All day. Yeah, don't never quit.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. All day, every day.
You know, sometimes you got to throw a hand grenade to mix it up a little bit, too. Because the crazy thing about it, a lot of times people don't like everything to go everything smooth. All right, let's see how you handle adversity. Let's see how you handle this adversity. Oh, I find that very arousing. Oh, you handle that well.
Absolutely. Ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. Yeah, I know you brought something for us to listen to tonight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. I don't have any erotica, but, you know, I hope I don't break it too much, but I'm going to go into this little tongue twister right quick. Oh, that is erotica. As I inhale to exhale, to form this wind gale, no sonoko or shell, as I tell this tale. About me telling Soupy Sales he could no longer sell seashells down by the seashore that I know for sure he didn't get from the seafloor, but out of some lady's dresser drawer. Because I know he was piss poor like a dirt floor and always wanted more, fed up for life's deficiencies, so his heart sought war. His heart was forged from a chunk of iron ore, and that's why the condom tore. Before being a bad seed, he started out as one half of a bad spore, and this was before he told the store faces to the floor. Not seeing the plainclothes bad cop waiting for his op to get the drop. One heart pumping tea, but I wonder who will pop. And life points drop, like Dow Jones stocks. Boomsticks and pop rocks don't play a lot. Why does the goose chase the fox in this child's paradox? Ladies and gentlemen, we are seconds from a shootout, crowded in a tight spot. In peace.
Okay.
I was muted again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's what's up.
That was pretty deep, though. 2 seconds.
Oh, you can get the lubrication going.
Look, I love metaphors and wordplay. I love it. Yes, I do.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
I'm about to go ahead and get out y'all way. I appreciate y'all entertaining as you have.
Jay.
Well, thank
you.
Yeah,
for sure.
We appreciate it too.
One love, one mind.
I'll put you over there. Yes, I love
you. Hey, y'all be easy now.
All right.
All right.
Wow. That was different. I'm going to open up the microphone to area code 562. Oh, wait. Area code 562. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
How you ladies doing? This is...
Say again?
This is Venom.
Venom.
Oh, hey. What's going on, Venom? Welcome back.
Right.
Welcome back.
Yeah, it's good to be back. I was traveling the world, traveling the country. Yeah, I was doing the most, man. I was doing the most, but I was seeing nature and animals and all of that good stuff, you know, snow. And I was playing in the snow, and because we don't get snow out here, you know. So I was playing in 6 to 8 inches of snow and doing what crazy people who don't see snow do, you know, and just running out without a shirt and jacket on and saying, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I was running on the side of a bison. It is no joke. I was running on the side of a bison like I ain't never seen an animal before. You know, I was chilling with the llamas. I was chilling with the llamas and the cows and the horses. I was riding, getting my yeehaw on, you know. So, it was good. It was good. Seen one snake, though. Seen one snake. He looked at me. I looked at him. I said, you can stay over there. I'll stay over here. We good. You come my way, I'm going to blast your butt.
Wow.
That was it.
That's amazing. A bison?
Yeah.
I've never seen a...
Yeah, the bisons, man. It was a beautiful sight. I got to admit, I never seen them up close. I'm talking about they're touchable, like right there. And they was on the side of my vehicle, and I was like, just don't hit me. Not that I was worried about me hitting them. I didn't want them to hit me. You see what I'm saying? Because them suckers, like, they stop traffic. We coming down the street, they cutting people off like we going through, you know? So it was, it was a trip. It was a trip, but it was a fun trip. You know, went to the Old Faithful, seen Old Faithful and the geysers and stuff. It was good. It
you
was just
young,
a good.
You were in Yellowstone?
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I went. Uh-huh.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, we went to Yellowstone. We went and seen arches. We went to the bridge.
Oh,
we were just traveling.
Wonderful.
I was doing stuff, man. I said, you know, I just need to get out. And I'm tired of being cooped up in here. And I need to get away. So this is my fourth national park since COVID, you know. So, yeah, it was good.
Awesome.
Viva.
Awesome.
He forgot to take us along.
Well, I'd rather take y'all to Europe. When I go back to Europe, y'all can come with me to Europe. I think you'll enjoy that more than this.
Okay.
What part of Europe
you talking? I'm partial to Italy. And really, I'm partial to Greece because I like to go to the Areopagus and hang out there.
I would love to go.
It's so awesome.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's so awesome. I mean, we was there in 2019 in October, that was my second time going to Europe, you know. And I do love Rome, though. I can't front on Rome. Rome was bomb. If you ever want to see some of my pictures, I'll hook y'all up. But, Europe ain't no joke. It's fun. It's fun. It's a lot of stuff to do, you know. And the sights and stuff that you see on TV, when you see them with your own eyes, including the Colosseum and stuff like that, it's an awesome visual, you know.
I can
only
imagine.
You know.
I can only imagine.
Wow. And the food is the bomb, especially the Italian food is the bomb. You won't never go to Olive Garden or regular mom and pop Italian spots, because when you had the real deal Holyfield, you're going to love it.
Nothing
you,
else.
You know, yeah, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. 16-layer lasagna. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No.
16-layer
well, you know
lasagna.
My plans are going to go to Italy. Not so much Greece, but my plans are to go to Italy.
Okay, well, holla at me. I could give you some spots and things to go to, you know. And yeah,
awesome,
yeah, I did
awesome.
Say 16-layer lasagna.
Wow.
So,
wow.
And I mean, it was
wow.
every bit of it was good. And the
wow.
best part about Italy, and I'm gonna keep this real. You know the wine. They drink wine with everything. Even on the flight going, they don't serve you just regular. They serve you wine on the flight going.
That's grapes, though. That's different because it's coming straight from their vineyard. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
And then if you go to the wine tastery, the wineries out there, it's different than any wineries we have out here. But it's bomb. I mean, and that wine is potent. It'll get you lit. And, you know, it was good. It's good. So I see y'all in here starting a little trouble tonight. I seen y'all starting some trouble tonight.
Trouble?
I mean, not a little trouble, a lot of trouble.
He said we find a lot of trouble.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good topic, though. It's a very interesting topic, I got to admit.
It is. It is an interesting topic.
Thank you.
So why don't you tell us how you feel about it? Are you comfortable with it?
I've been comfortable with it since I was 13 years old.
Oh, well, Lord.
No. 13?
I'm going to tell you the honest truth. I had my own phone. So I've been doing, you know, yeah. And it's funny to me. Not me. Once I felt like I was becoming a man, I was like, yeah, let's get it in.
Man,
you know,
okay.
I did, and you know, I got turned out at a young age, and yeah, I thought I was you know, standing out in my drawers, like, yeah, I did that. Nah, you didn't do that, little man. Yeah, they humble. I was humble quick. I was humble very, very quick. But yeah, I was 13, and you know, I could see. With singing, I used to have like El DeBarge kind of voice, right? But then when my voice changed as I got older, and then I used to play prank jokes on the phone, you know, and I reached some lady that was, you know, well, she was older than me, and we got to talking on the phone, and that's when it first happened, and it just went from there. You know, it's like, let's just say I graduated. From that point and kept going.
All right now.
It was like a study class.
Okay.
It was a study class.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want you to stop right now and bring it on because I am ready. I'm too ready.
Right.
I'm ridiculously ready.
Yeah, let's get it.
All right.
This piece is called She Took Me There.
Oh. Mic is yours.
All right, thank you. You see, I was just chilling at home, and I reached and grabbed my phone. I called my friend to see how she has been. You see, we were engaged in a nice conversation, reliving our past sensations. Just from talking to her made my mind wander to our last time of bliss, and that's sure what I have missed. You see, we discussed about topics of our very variety of a measure. Then the words that was next said to me, I truly was treasured. You see, she asked me, did I want to come? And all I could do was hold the phone and hum, like, like what? She said she can tell that I needed to come. The tone in my voice spoke volumes, and she put my mind in a place about her pussy sitting on my face. and she continued to talk about our many phases. You know, the dick in my pants started to give praises. You see, to direct attention, thinking about our past connections, she had my mind gone just from using the Altoids when I was getting blown. You see, the total hardness of the dick was in my hand, and I listened intently to her lovely command. You see, we used terms as the globe, because when she circled the tip with her tongue, oh, my God, I lost self-control. She said, the feel of my tongue on her clit makes her want to grind and commit, and the pressure builds as she was really gushy and wet, and she continues to talk to me with each and every stroke that I commit. It makes me feel like I got a chokehold. The veins was pulsating from the thought of me penetrating her. You see, my voice got a little lower. Damn. A little heavier. And with each stroke, I began to expand. You see, her voice had me taking myself to a different type of wonderland. She began to talk to me, and she gave me that face-to-face good look. You know that one has me feeling like you're being choked, being cooked, sweat popping upon your forehead, forming, being there like you sitting in the sun on the beach, just loving one another, making her cream and squirt like no other. Fingering her, making her cream has always been my dream, as it seems, but pleasing me was her type of thing on this night. She wanted me to release something that made me uptight. As the pressure began to accelerate while my hands stroked fast, I had to continue to masturbate. You see, the intense growl of my sound was so profound, and that time is when I exploded. You see, the feeling of intense measure was one that gave me so much pleasure. You see, I came so hard that I lost consciousness for a minute, but physically I fell to the floor. And she said, now, baby, you can come some more. She loves to hear the sounds of me erupting. There's nothing like it when she gets me stroking. You see, the feeling is overwhelming. She took me there again, had me fiending for more of her while she begins to bend over them with them heels, looking like a supermodel going full throttle. Had me wanting to come, begging, pleading for some of that juicy wetness to be placed on my face. And the dripping down on my body had me screaming like I was at a party. So I stroked fast and my nuts hung low, having the massive urge to just want to blow. Like, damn, to be honest, I don't want to feel, know how she feels, but I really don't care. Because right now, all I wanted to do was have her take me there. Instinct.
Well. Alrighty now.
That was hot.
See, I don't mind a woman being in charge. I don't mind a woman being in charge. You know, I just can chill. I just, you know, use me. Let's go. We can role play it out. It ain't always about the man taking control. Sometimes you gotta let the woman take control, and that's what I was about. You know, that's it.
I bet. Right on. All right, thank you so much, darling.
All right, y'all. Thank you. Much love to y'all, ladies. Ooh. All right.
Yes.
Peace. Peace.
Wow, Diva. We're going to let this last caller in before we close out tonight. Hey, welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic? This is...
Hi,
Richard.
Hello. Hello, can you hear me?
Okay, we can
hear you
now. We can hear you now.
Oh, let me turn up the volume. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
All right, Verizon.
This is good.
Did you say Richie from Flatbush?
I said, which is I, Richard from Flatbush. I always say something.
Hello, Richard from Flatbush.
Thank you. I'm glad.
How you doing tonight,
my Is it what?
About New York Jones.
Yes, it is. is your favorite other favorite New York joint.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Yeah. How you doing tonight?
I was really trying to write, and I had just gotten started. I was like, oh, I could probably write today, but I didn't know how many calls I'm going to finish this piece later. But it's turning out good.
Well, you know what? That's all right. Guess what? I'm sure that'll appear in my inbox, I'm sure. But anyway, but what's your opinion?
Wait a second.
Diva, ask him the question, Diva.
Wait a second. Your box or your inbox?
Hey, ask him the question.
The Kung Fu hands came out early. But I do have to ask you the question, Mahali. What do you think about? How do you feel about? Are you comfortable with phone sex?
Oh, I'm most certainly comfortable with phone sex. Why wouldn't I be? Why wouldn't anybody not be comfortable with phone sex? Listen, sometimes it's the sound and the wavelength of someone's intonation that gets you off. Oh, I got to put that in porn. Anyway.
Oh, have mercy.
Yeah. Literally, you know, the very essence of someone's voice and the way that they speak, the way that they sound, mm-hmm. the way that they modulate their tone when they're talking to you,
mm-hmm.
the way that somebody can whisper real close to you, get up close to you, whisper here.
You hear what he's doing, Diva? Yes, I see what he's doing.
I know exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, listen.
He better sit
because I'm gonna do this.
So he gonna get it.
Listen. I'm not doing this, but I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do this next piece. I'm gonna do it with whispers. I'm gonna really do whispers. I'm gonna talk real slow, ASMR style. I'm gonna speak real quiet.
All righty.
Everything's how I wanted to do you.
What the hell?
You know what?
So
you ain't gonna whisper, Mom. Don't you come here whispering?
You know what?
If you don't stop,
yeah. I'm gonna have to talk to you real breathlessly, like, yeah, you know exactly what it is. And I'm gonna talk real naughty, like, you know, bring your fucking ass here.
Oh, shit. Before I'm out. All right. I'm playing. No, before you get into your piece, can you please tell us what you got going on over there in Tiffany Universe?
Next Tuesday, everybody should know that this month is not just Black Music History Month, it's also Pride Month. So I'm doing a special fly speak, inviting all the members of my community that happen to be members of Pride and Pride Month and to come, and we're going to do some poetry. It happens to be by people who are queer, lesbian, gay, transsexual, Black, plus, whatever you do. Binary, non-binary. We're going to do some poetry. And it's just poetry.
Okay.
We're just identifying for this month, and we're just doing a special. And our feature for this Tuesday will be Outreach, St. Sankofa. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be sick. You're really just going to be on a whole other level when it comes to you, because you have to understand, like, it's all poetry. It doesn't matter what the identity of the person, the sexual identity of the person who says it. But you're going to find yourself interesting and travel worlds and be cinematically put into places that you've never been before. So keep your mind open. Real shit. It's going to be really fucking dope. Yeah, it's after hours and I said that. Really fucking dope. Like that. Really dot fucking dot dope. Yeah. Hello?
Oh, that's my.
That's what's up. Okay. Epiphany Radio Universe is not coming to play games with nobody. We are just out here doing poetry. We don't give a shit about nothing else except the poetry.
Okay. I know that's right.
Mahabi, baby.
Okay.
We're ready.
I didn't finish that piece, so I'm not going to do that piece. But.
Okay.
Ooh, wait a second. Oh, yeah, I never did this one for you guys. Wait a second.
Yeah, because this is supposed to be a second part to do that. But you know what? I got some new pieces that I haven't done yet. So, all right. Oh, yeah. I got this one. Ooh. All right. You ready?
Lord.
The mic is yours. Okay. This comes from a prompt given by Nate Senior in the Love and Lyrics room. And this piece is called If I Was to Take My Time. If I was to take my time, be slowed down, not do so many things at one time, just focus on doing you. I mean, doing the things that would consist of me doing things with you. Your smile makes me appreciate the way you create moments that make my heart soar. Like Red Bull, you give me wings. Your feels make my heart sing. I am always out of time, but I carry heavy these poems and rhymes that epiphany that radios the universe that drip with honey. Dreaming of what we would be, slowly I would kiss the crease of your back, the crease of your ass, essentially sucking your sash from the clit below your ass. Let me eat you out of any inhibitions with your permission. Set the key to your ignition for your orgasms to take off as my tongue wades deeply into your soul. Flip your switch of your resistance to awe. My vision is not lofty. The requirement is that you give all of you to me. Let this wavelength start from your breath to the drum in your chest. I want you to orgasm until there is nothing left. And when you're gone, I will resurrect you by placing my soul within you. Hourglass that keeps sands, and I plan to let each grain tell me what time remains. This distance is only a league by which we travel on vibrations. Let me show you my elation, the sensation of your weight upon me as you ride me, reverse cowgirl, with wetness, grip, motion, and Kegel have rocked my world, this sweetness sublime. I need more time. I need your time. I need you to give me more time. I need you all the time. Do you mind if I had more time? I would run this way to make love more than a day. If I'm time to love you. Oh.
7th from Murgatroyd.
Jesus.
Back of me. Help me love.
Oh my God. I'm going to have to take a cold shower tonight. I just got in the shower before I started the show, and then I'll go have him back in the shower. Oh my God. that peak. Lord.
Wow.
Well, damn, Mojave. Wait, you said put your soul inside of her? Your soul, Mojave?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Help us,
Lord
God.
Have mercy. Can I put that in one of my pieces one day?
Find yourself out.
Immature
poet's ball, mature poet's steel. That's what happens. Do that.
My God. That piece was everything. I'm glad you're the last caller because
That's a question. I have a request, though, Mojave.
Yes.
Okay? Don't hang up till the end of the show, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
Towards the end of the show.
Thank you.
One love, one mic. Jesus. Cross, Diva.
No, that's because we are going to end the show. Okay? So that's why I want everybody to listen in.
Okay.
Especially our New York jumpers, okay? All right.
Yeah.
We got this, Steve. We got this.
Maybe, but you want to do your piece first? Because we didn't do our pieces.
Absolutely.
All right. All right,
Eva, the mic is yours.
Now, this is a disclaimer, okay? Just a quick disclaimer. I had some brown liquor. This is how this will go. You ready, Diva?
The mic is yours.
If I'm really feeling you, which I do, then I'm calling to tell you I'm horny. The girls need attention, and I have to mention my nether lip needs your kiss. Make me sound juicy as you plunge into me. Make this all this sex is meant to be. See, I never liked phone sex. You said I never had the right man. Lord, you're so damn sexy, and it sounds like a plan that we get together and rub our bodies until we create fire. You know it's you I desire. I want intensity. I want you to crave me. So, lover, take a bow. You're the star of my show. I want you now. Let me take you on a trip as I lick and suck your tip, then the rest of it. I promise as you speak that nasty shit, my back will dip and I will come, and so will you. So, baby, pick up the phone. Please do. And that's that piece.
All right. Yeah, I see it's not going to cool down in here. I see. It's not going to cool down in here. It's going to stay all smoky and steamy. And the microphones are melted and shit. Damn. Mine's getting ready to just bend over. I got to speak some life into my mic now because y'all still. I love that PC. I love that. Damn.
Now the mic
you ready
is
for mine?
Okay, I am ready. You. The mic is yours. Mm-hmm.
All right. I call this all play. My foreplay? I am foreplay. All day, every day, New York, my energy is intentional towards you. And I stimulate you constantly, mentally, physically, spiritually. I flirt with you and make you feel wanted and desirable. I show you that I appreciate you and always acknowledge the things you do. My sex play, I'm so passionate in all that I do. And I want to make lots of love and have lots of great sex. I adapt instantly to your wants and needs of your body. I desire, because your desire is my need. My after play is tantric. Because I'm uber affectionate. I love touching, kissing, cuddling. And I let you know that I'm still here after our session. Still his arms. You're playing my hair and sniffing me, and I'll do the same. I make love for you all day, every day. I am foreplay. And that's what keeps.
You are foreplay.
All day, every day, all day, yes. Yes. Diva, this was an awesome show tonight.
Yes.
Wow, what a turnout. Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Ladies and gentlemen, oh, wow. Just want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. Woof, woof. I'm going to bed as soon as I take a cold shower, for real.
Well,
you know, but you know what? I'm glad we ended it. So I say we heated it up and gave everybody something to think about, huh, Steven?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I know I'm going. I know when I get off of here, I'm going to be thinking about quite a few things. I'm trying to tell you. I didn't have any intentions on getting back in the shower, but that seems to be the only thing that's going to cool me down tonight because I'm worked up. Man, I'm on 10 tonight. So do you want to give any closing words?
Thank you, everyone, for coming out tonight. And listen, Pennsylvania has opened up, but, you know, this is not over. So if you're not immunized yet, and even if you are, still wear your mask, okay? Be safe, y'all, and God bless you. Diva?
Yes, just like my diva says, you know, this ain't over. Y'all still got to be careful, you know. Watch who you're around and, you know. Well, you could, you know, still protect yourself. If you haven't been immunized yet, wear your mask, okay? I don't promote the immunization, but for some, it's necessary for their livelihood, so I can understand. But I want you guys to continue to love yourself, get that good relationship going with yourself inside. That way you can have a great relationship outside, you know, and that's where spirit dwells, you know. Love yourself, you're loving him. Most definitely. Stay safe, everybody. I love you guys. Everybody that called in and get these fire pieces, people that called in and just listened to everybody streamed online. Thank you. Thank you so much. And with that, I'm going to say peace.
I fear that you'll be gone for good, so I hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Said a father left a young man. He said he'll be back with that same stone that you just said you'll stay forever with. It seems that all the autumn leaves have fallen. Like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. It seems that you're the only reason for it. I've been bleeding in your silence. I feel sad, but violence. I hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Before I sleep, I talk to God. He must be mad with me. It's come. I'm confused to outspend my forever with. Oh. It seems that all the autumn leaves have fallen. Like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.
So the iceberg never broke. And I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, if I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then I tote tag it. One last, I'm a hoe. So iceberg, don't float. If I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 grammys or my granny, still standing with a note. That red granite, don't you panic when you make mistakes the most. One day it'll make you grow. When you're outlandish and you lose manners, to God you shall consult. When the right cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke. You to act mannish, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow. Keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat. And when you get mad and when you poke at it, just note, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your visions, you think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga? Yeah. Tell me, when does cry? Do you hear him, love?
Do you hear him, love? Do you hear him?
And if my shit go down, tell me who will it fall? And they won't let me live, even when remorse that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive, tell me how I stay positive. When they never see good in me, even though I got hood in me, don't mean he won't redeem me. Love!
It seems that I'll be out of me. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.